Suede is rich in the glutinous millet resources. The yellow steamed buns are made with this main ingredient. Due to its drought-enduring nature, glutinous millet became the most important crop on the lowest plateau. It was planted along the Yellow River regions more than 8,000 years ago. If the glutinous millet is directly steamed, it doesn't taste good enough. But it used to be the most popular staple food for people in northern Shanxi. There are two types of glutinous millets, the hard and the soft. Huang Guoshang mingles the two. Based on this proportion, 70% of hard glutinous millet and 30% of the soft kind. Dip them in water overnight and then grind them on a millstone. He would then use a sieve to get rid of the rough grains. Huang firmly believes that the glutinous millet, powdered by a machine, lags far behind those ground up on his millstone. Dried glutinous millet produces natural fragrance. It's a recipe that Huang feels most proud of. After kneading the glutinous millet flour, Huang puts it in a big jar for fermentation overnight. Experience taught Huang to wrap up the jars with quilts to make the buns even tastier. Huang's home, a cave house, is the most traditional dwelling format on the lowest plateau in China. It has a history of over 4,000 years. For the hard-working farmers here, their basic wish is to renovate a cave into a home and marry a wife. That's as complicated as life gets.